You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It was fantastic, but
he lost everything.
He's literally losing everything. So he's starting over again.
Yep. So
you can't depend on them to have the kind of year they did this year.
I think the AAC actually has had more players transfer.
Hell, seems like every year Wichita State loses its leading scorer, so the idea that they're finally going to come up seems far-fetched. Every year they're losing their top guy, Jaquan, and now this Rodgers kid, two straight years.
Yeah, I think the AAC has more players than anybody else that have left. So that's tough. That's not a good look for the AAC at all.
Somebody pointed out that DeAndre came up. You were talking cases of guys where they'd come up from smaller conferences
and
been better.
That's true.
And you know that
very
it's
very true.
Yeah, DeAndre's one of those.
No, he's the banner.
Yeah.
No doubt. I mean, Evansville was not a big time school at all. I guess maybe they had played like a Power Five. I think they might have played Kentucky or something, right?
I'm sure. But yeah, in that non-con, probably had some good teams on there.
Didn't they beat Kentucky, bro?
Wow, we can go there with you.
I think they did. What was his first year? COVID.
Seems about right.
Yeah, bro. My mind is a steel trap. Evansville 67, Kentucky 64.
Wow.
November 2019.
So that's why Cal wanted him.
DeAndre Williams started in that game. 9 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals.
Yeah, because wasn't that the deal? He had an opportunity to go to Kentucky, but we kept saying you're gonna be at the end of the bench with
exactly.
them, even though they want you.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like
so
if
Cal did want him after he did.
If you look,
that's a little bit of Penny there with the Cal guy playing against
him
that he decided he wanted.
If you go and look up that game on ESPN, the first video you see, DeAndre Williams is in it in an Evansville uniform. I mean, he's like featured right there. I mean, it's kind of, even though he was by far not the best player in that game. Maybe he came up with like a big steal or something. I don't remember. But yes, who did Kentucky have in this game? Who did they have? That was Ashton Hagans, Emmanuel Quickly, Tyrese Maxey, Nick Richards, Johnny Juzang. So that was a damn good team. They were top 10 in the country. This was at Kentucky, by the way. This was in Lexington. That's definitely. So I think that's why we said, right? Just to get back to it, that's why we said, he'll be able to do it because he beat Kentucky. He was a big part of beating Kentucky. In fairness, what we said about Jordan Brown, because he put up like 17 against Tennessee in the NCAA tournament. We're like, if you're doing it against Tennessee, you should be able to do it. I don't think that man scored 17 points for the season. Crazy. What a fall off. They will study that fall off. One of the most epic fall offs in the history of man. You know? Up there with Sean Paul. Remember him?
Yeah, I do.
Benzino. You remember Benzino?
Diddy. From Love and Hip Hop?
Diddy.
Benzino wouldn't ever be.
Diddy's fall off. You got to say he's up there. You got to say it's up there.
And he's still holding on. R. Kelly fell.
We lost R. Kelly.
Diddy's trying not to.
We lost R, didn't we?
He fell.
He's in jail for the rest of his life.
That brother go home. We don't hear from him anymore.
Anyway. What a day on the show. Got respect burgers that we'll do. Get to that in just a little bit. Stick around. Jason and John, ID China Family. Yes.
If you have a move coming up and you're about to be moving on down, whether that is cross town, cross country, make sure you hire my friends at Black Tie Moving for that move. 316-6196 is the phone number. Get on the schedule. And what separates Black Tie from everybody else is a couple of things. One, they show up when they say they're going to show up. So you have that going for you. You're not having to wait around wondering, are they coming? When are they coming? Are they? Nope. They're coming when you guys set the appointment. And then they're going to stay on the same budget that you guys agreed to. So no surprises at the end of the move. What you pay is what they say you're going to pay. So they're upstanding. You're going to get that Black Tie treatment, red carpet treatment every single time. Call them. 316-6196 is the number. It's the folks I've used every time I've moved since being here at 92.9. Black Tie Moving, change the move of the city of Memphis. Call today.
On Mondays around this time, I get on my big green egg. It's getting old now, but they still work pretty good. I can still get out there, patted out my burgers. I've seasoned them with respect, and we're throwing them on the grill. It's time to give out some respect burgers.
Now, it's time for the Jason and John Show Respect Burgers.
R-E-S-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Sizzling Respect Burgers, served hot and fresh from Jason and John.
All right, the first one's going to the youngest man in the NBA. His name is G.G. Jackson. Led the Grizzlies with a career-high 44 points in that loss to Denver. I know he took 36 shots, and I think I heard it from Chris Vernon first on the postgame show. That's a Grizz franchise record. Ja Morant had held the previous record for field goal attempts at 34. G.G. Jackson will probably never get 36 shots in a game again unless he's on a bad team.
Right.
He took full advantage with 17 of 36, scores 44 points, added, what you love, a double-double, had 12 rebounds to go with it as well. This was second double-double of the season. Became the youngest player at 19 years, 119 days in NBA history to score at least 44 points in a game and posted the second highest score in league history by a teenager. Now, this is interesting because only Cliff Robinson, in terms of teenagers, scored more points. He did so by scoring 45, okay, as a teenager. Brevin Knight thought the same thing I did when I heard that stat yesterday. Do y'all remember Uncle Cliff?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
This ain't Uncle Cliff. Mm-mm. It's a different Cliff Robinson.
Okay. I wondered about it.
Because, again, this Cliff Robinson's rookie year was 1979-1980. That's too old to be Uncle Cliff, who, oh, by the way, passed of lymphoma back in 2020. The former trailblazer that we all knew coming up, watching him against those teams. This is a different Cliff Robinson. And it hit me. I was baffled, just like Brevin Knight was, that there had been another Cliff Robinson. And guess what about Cliff Robinson? He never scored more than 45 again. He did this at 19 years old. Now, he was older, an older 19 than Gigi, but in terms of teenagers who have scored 40-something points, he's got the most at 45. Had never heard of this dude before yesterday.
Well, then the question that I must ask is, will Gigi do it again?
That's a good question. Will Gigi get back up into the 40s?
Will Gigi ever score 40-plus again in his career?
It's going to have to be on down the line if it's going to be here. And you'd question whether it's ever going to happen with the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, you'd say the Grizzlies are crazy if they ever let him get out of let him get out of their sight, because this looks like a future superstar.
Yep.
You know, more that than one of these one-offs with Kenneth Lofton or Selby, where we've seen one game.
Right.
We've seen this pretty much all season long. And, again, I'll go back to the stat that Bobby Marks had for you. 17.6 points per game after the All-Star break, and again finishes fourth among rookies in points per game. He was fantastic this season. The opportunity does not happen if things don't go to hell this year. But G.G. Jackson, whether he's the ninth man, 10th man in the rotation next year, whether he earns a spot higher, he has come in and shown us something that we did not think really was within the realm of possibility this year, especially for a guy that's just 19 years old. And again, a young 19, just turned 19 in December.
Wow.
So it's been incredible. A respect slider.
Respect.
A smaller burger.
Okay.
A little bit smaller here for Scottie Pippen Jr.
Yeah.
And you guys heard me first hour. I'm smitten at this point by young Scottie.
Agreed.
And what he brings to the table. It was really the Lakers game is where I said it watching that game and watching him get on the floor at the end of it before, you know, he gets put out of the game by D'Angelo Russell getting poked in the eye. But on that play, makes a hustle play on defense after he's, you know, scored 28 points in that game, gets the ball over to Laravia. But just the effort, he fits the Grizzlies' culture. Again, a guy who was cut by the Lakers, has every reason to be motivated, was playing them obviously on Friday, but he's been good in just about every timeout that I've seen. What I see is a competent backup point guard at John Morant, and I left out the keyword, cheap. Next year he'll be on a two-way. Hopefully you can keep him on that, and you've got an option behind John Morant that you need because, again, as these max salaries kick in, Baines next year, you need cheap with the rest of the roster. Scottie Pippen Jr. looks like a keeper to me. Again, this is a respect slider, smaller deal. Didn't have the season Gigi had, but he was an absolute stud for the Grizzlies. I hope they keep him. I hope he's an option at backup point guard next year. All right, moving on. We haven't talked at all about it because John and I don't do golf, but you absolutely have to put respect on Scottie Scheffler's name.
Respect.
What a stud. Entered Sunday's final round of the 88th Masters at Augusta, leading by a shot and ran away with it. Carded a 4-under 68 over the final 18, finished at 11-under on the tournament to get his second Masters win in 3 years. That's impressive. And he did so even more impressively with his wife, Meredith, expecting. At any point, he could have gotten the call and had said all week long, if he did, even if he was leading on Sunday, he was going to have to get up and get out of there for the birth of his first child.
Yep.
So he's got all of this in the back of his mind. He's got a neck that's getting sore that's been an issue for him. And yet he manages not only to hold the guys off, he puts even more distance between him and the rest of the field. Super impressive. He's just 27. And it feels like, now I will say this, it feels like we've done this with some of these guys, whether it's been Brooks or Jordan Spieth at some point. We've looked at him, we've said, oh my goodness, maybe he's the next big thing. I will say, so there's no way to know for sure. But again, at his age, the way he's hitting the ball right now, he looks like a guy that could stick and stay for a long time and be dominant for a long time. Again, a lot to prove still, but became the fourth youngest golfer to win multiple green jackets.
Yeah.
Only Jack Nicklaus Woods and Sebi Ballesteros. Are those L's, are they hard L's, or is it the Y, like the Spanish pronunciation, when you get two L's? Like pollo for chicken. Ballesteros. Any ideas, guys?
I don't
know. Not up on your Spanish.
I would assume that it's the Y sound, though.
Yeah. Ballesteros would be the case. Those were the only guys that were younger to win multiple green jackets. So he's on a list with the studs already. Claimed his second Masters title and only his fifth start at Augusta National, which is the second fewest starts needed to accomplish that feat in the tournament's history. Scheffler also became only the fifth golfer in Masters history to win multiple green jackets by three strokes or more, joining Tiger Woods, the aforementioned Seve, Jack Nicklaus, and then Sam Snead. Seven birdies, the most in the final round since Nick Faldo's 8-89. And then, John, you'd be interested in this. He was plus 450 going into this thing. It's the shortest odds of a major winner since Tiger Woods back at the 08 U.S. Open. So Scottie Scheffler was the pick going in by far. And look at the way he maintained it. That's a dominance level, being the favorite and then going and winning. We hadn't seen that kind of that since Tiger, you know, where you could pick him and say, okay, this guy's going to come through for you, and he absolutely did. So we don't do golf, but you have to respect Scottie Scheffler.
And I think it's interesting just on him real quick.
Go right ahead.
I saw some people sort of saying on Twitter this weekend that he's sort of like the Jokic of golf.
Jokic of golf?
Yeah.
Tell me more. Why?
He's boring. He's not a star. He's not somebody that particularly seems to enjoy the limelight. He was saying things like, you know, I got to get back to my wife. I got to get back to my family. Like, he seems to, like, really not appreciate that piece of it, and treat it like the job that it is. And he's not going to – and he's also, like Jokic, not going to translate to good television ratings.
Interesting.
Because I assume that I assume they're going to get absolutely – if they're not out, I assume they're going to get killed. Well, this was the least eventful Masters that I can remember.
What? Well, Tiger made the cut.
He made the cut on day one, but
first 2 days,
he proceeded to fell apart. Yeah,
which I told my dad is what. You may as well not made the cut. You've been spared the torture.
When I saw the hat come off with the hair,
I think the 82 or something he shot on the third day was like the lowest, the highest score he'd ever posted or something.
Yeah,
Major or Masters, whatever it was. It's sad to watch. I didn't watch it for those reasons. I knew what was coming. Let down.
I think if you're at this point, if you're holding your breath, waiting for Tiger Woods to win another PGA Tour event, you're incredibly naive and wasting your time.
He said, He did say, "We'll definitely enjoy the birth of my first child, but with that being said, I still love competing, John." Well, is that not sexy?
No, there was there was another quote that I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was like I don't remember off the top of my head, but.
Yeah, he says his priorities will change here with the kid, my son or daughter. He doesn't know whether he's having a son or daughter. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He waited for the surprise. Will now be the main priority along with my wife. So golf will now be probably fourth in line.
Yeah, he said.
But I still love competing.
This is what he said. He said in the he said
27 years old. That guy's acting like he might be done or something.
He said it's weird. Golf is a deeply unsatisfying career. Like, all I'm thinking about right now is getting home. I'm just trying to answer your questions. I'm not even thinking about the green jacket right now. I just want to go home.
Someone asked, does he get same green jacket or does he get another? Do you get separate jackets?
You got to get separate because they're different years. Why would you get the same one? You got to get different ones. Like, this is the 2022 jacket. This is the 2023 jacket.
Okay.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they're going to literally fill up the closet.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the perk. Like, look at all these green jackets. I won this thing.
I wonder if Tiger keeps his in a closet. See, I think there's some question to this.
According to Golf Monthly, if you win multiple Masters titles, you don't win more green jackets. Once you win your green jacket,
they dry clean it.
Your green jacket for life.
That's now, awful. Is that fact or
not?
Getting that from Golf Digest?
This is
that
Golf
sounds like
Digest.
Factual. I think there was some question about this.
Golf Monthly.
If you were Tiger, wouldn't you have them all in one closet, like as a test? You'd have them all. But I think he's got the same one.
It's the same one.
Dry clean that thing.
I hate
dry
that.
Clean that thing.
I think
I'm with you. I think you should have multiple jackets.
That's awful. So you're telling me that the guy, if a guy wins a Masters 15 times,
it's the same jacket, John.
Yeah, the Masters is
number of Masters jackets.
You get fatter or something, they can give you some alterations.
Yeah, you don't
something.
Get multiple.
Yeah, they'll refit it if you have to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's the same jacket.
Take it in
bro.
If you need. Yeah.
But I think that's a bad choice.
It's a tradition, though.
I know, like, but it's bad tradition.
You know, and you know how they are about tradition.
But, like, I think you should be rewarded. You should be able to say, I won this jacket.
I like the idea of having
jacket,
them different years
this
and organized
jacket.
By, yeah.
You can,
but it's the same.
What's the?
So you have the same number of jackets as somebody just won it once.
Right. Well, some Johnny-come-lately wins it one time.
But you're better because you're a multiple-time Masters champion.
I won the Masters 25
but
times.
But the jackets
I got one
don't
jacket.
Say so. Jackets don't say so. Maybe inside you get the years put on it. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
That's like the same, though.
So when you open it up, yours is a little different.
If I won the Masters six times, I would have a Masters room with my jackets all displayed differently. Like, oh, come in here and look at this.
That's what I envisioned for Tiger before today.
But that to me takes a lot of shine off of it. I could give a disrespect dog to the Masters for that decision. I really could.
Okay. Well, hold on. I got a couple more before you do that. All right. We got to move on. I got to give one to Jalen Brunson. Even though I don't believe in these Knicks, the fact that he has averaged 37.8 points per game over his last 10 is really impressive. I love me some Jalen Brunson. Oh, by the way, a guy whose name our man Anthony Sain couldn't remember. Remember when
That's
he was
right.
With
That's
talking
right.
about question
yeah.
John Morant? Like, you got to know Jalen Brunson's name. And I've given Sain hell for that to his face, and I'll do, you know, and I will for, because Jalen Brunson is established in this league. Who in the East has had a better year? Because I would tell you that it ain't Embiid because he hasn't been out there. While he's been out there, he has. But Embiid hadn't been out there all season. Giannis, no. You going to go Jason Tatum, who's got help and some, you know, doesn't really have to go. I mean, Brunson has willed this team, who's got Julius Randle out. You know, that you make a move, go get OG Anunoby, and you like that. But he has willed this team to the number two seed.
Right.
And while I would tell you, yeah, I don't like the road, you're likely going to have to face Philadelphia in that 2-7 matchup should Philly come out of that play-in. I got, my gosh, from the FIBA thing to now, Jalen Brunson, man, he is just one of those dudes that, again, you don't have to like him, but you got to respect him, and you got to respect the way he plays the game. He don't do flashy.
Mm-mm.
He don't even need interviews. He doesn't want all the media or the hype that comes with being one of the league's best players. But he has truly ascended to that, in my book, when you could take this Knicks team up to two and win the way he did. Now, I mean, they needed him all, you know, they needed every bit of it last night just to beat the Bulls. Again, I tell you, that's more about the Knicks. But, again, to average about 40 points over the last 10, and I think they've won their last five to finish off the regular season, it's all Jalen Brunson. So I respect the heck out of that man. And then finally, got a shout-out. We haven't said it. WNBA draft is tonight. Likely going to be the number one pick, Caitlin Clark.
Respect.
Who just set the women's college basketball, the college basketball world on fire this year with all of her record-breaking performances. I mentioned this. I'm back to watching Saturday Night Live of late, it's been pretty solid in terms of the big guests.
I did see this.
It's trying to make a comeback, and they had Caitlin Clark on the weekend report, and she got all over Michael Che, who's been, you know, Michael Che has been tough on women's basketball. Basically, his jokes have been nobody watches it. Now, that's been harder to do this year as those numbers have gone up and up and really get a laugh out of that and believe you, but he had stuck to it and everything else and basically saying once these women are done with their NCAA careers, they're going to go put on aprons. And so Caitlin Clark got to come on and give it back to him and give him a signed apron. And I tell you this, in just that one little 3 to 5 minute little skit sketch she had with Michael Che, better actor than LeBron.
Better than LeBron. That's a big claim. I didn't think she was that great.
It was her first time, so of course there were nerves.
Yeah.
But she still pulled off the lines.
Yeah.
And again, better than anything LeBron has done.
She wasn't bad. She had some chutzpah to her.
Yes, she did. She had, and the more she did it, the more comfortable she seemed to be getting.
She is a bona fide star for real.
She is.
She is a star.
She is.
Like the fact that she agreed to do that before she's ever played a game in the WNBA.
And she basically told this dude, you ain't funny at all. Like she didn't just hit him with little light zingers. She told him, your comedy's terrible, basically. Go work on it and get funnier. I loved it. At first, I'm with you. It was like, oh, this feels a little forced. But she got into it. It was fun, and Che was a good sport about it. And so Caitlin Clark, she did everything on the basketball court right. She's doing everything in terms of the endorsements. I don't know if you saw it, but the Indiana team looks like they're going to have all their games nationally televised that she's going to be going to with that first pick. And so we're going to be seeing a lot more of Caitlin Clark.
We'll see man.
Yeah, people have been doing the whole, she's going to the NBA, won't hear from her anymore. I can't tell. She's going to be on your State Farm commercial still and everything else. But shout out to Caitlin Clark. Been one heck of a year, that last calendar year for her.
The game is different now, man. It really, really is. The game is different now because the hype is real about women's sports, bro. Like women's basketball specifically, the hype is real. I know this because I went to a card show on Saturday, and one of the most in-demand cards in the whole place was Caitlin Clark.
I bet.
You know what I'm saying?
She's the hottest thing going in basketball right now.
Like,
and basketball, period.
Paige Bekker's, like, she's the next up. You know what I'm saying?
No, Juju's next up, bro.
She's going next year in the draft, though. Juju's not going next year in the draft. So I'm just like, you know, we're just going chronological, you know.
How many we got to play before we can go to the draft?
I think, isn't it different for women?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know
WNBA. Juju's not in any mock draft.
Well, yeah, she's a freshman going back.
But I wonder, can you
just do 2 years of college if you're on? That'd be good. We need to freshen up of our WNBA draft rules. But Juju doesn't have the injury history that Paige Bekker's has. I'm not doubting you that you're saying Paige Bekker's is mocked for number one.
Yeah, the WNBA requires to be at least 22 to have completed their college eligibility, to have graduated from a four-year college or removed four years from high school.
Yeah, old school.
Yeah, so see, you applying that men's logic to us over on this side. So Juju got to wait your turn a little bit.
Oh, she'll be much more star. She's way more athletic than Paige Bekker's.
Paige is a winner.
Paige is broke up. Her knees up.
It's a champion.
She is that.
And she is resilient.
Not this year. She's not a champ this year.
She is resiliency personified.
She is resiliency personified. Resiliency?
I think both.
Okay. Less used, though, resiliency.
Well, we take the path less traveled on this show.
Yeah, so the cards and everything else, and you went to a card show.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't buy it. I didn't buy anything, but I got a.
I thought there might be more to that story.
I got a pack of
Hitsters.
Bowman U College and pulled a Paige Bekker's autograph, which is worth like $200. Pulled Ashton Hardaway. Damn.
Stop.
They had an Ashton Hardaway.
He's lying.
I did, but it was not autographed. J.J. Taylor was in that box. I said, dang. I mean, they got all the Tigers in his mug, you know? It was crazy. It was a crazy situation. I'm going to give a disrespect dog today to CBS for offending an entire nation. They committed the cardinal sin. I don't know how up on this you were last night, but there was a Billy Joel milestone, 100th headline show at Madison Square Garden.
I did see people talking about this, yeah.
And played the whole thing. They broadcast the whole thing until
until the solo of Piano Man, when everybody starts to sing along, you know. They cut off in the middle of Piano Man. Abrupt ending. White people mad everywhere. I mean, you can't even believe it. This is...
I can believe it, actually. White people love Billy Joel.
Many people are saying they have not seen...
And I like Billy Joel.
...many angry white people since the Boston Tea Party. All right? I mean, it is that egregious. I saw it on Twitter last night. Who? How can you do that?
So what did it run to? It got cut off at 10 o'clock by the news? Or what?
I guess so, yeah. Okay. But
well, you got to get to the news.
It was the Piano Man. Sing me a song, Piano Man.
No.
Sing me a song tonight.
That might have been one of your roughest.
Yeah. But again, right now, I would ask for your prayers.
White America's going to be fine.
I would ask for your thoughts and prayers for us as we mourn this devastating situation that we did not get to see the entire song through in the milestone. Okay, this wasn't just any show at Madison Square Garden. This was his 100th show at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, what's the – I saw it was like 100
headlines.
What does that mean?
Like, you know, headlines the...
I thought it meant 100... I thought I saw straight or consecutive or something. What does it mean? He sold them all out or...
I think he just performed at Madison Square 100 times.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, we've...
Can't imagine many have done that, yeah.
What I would tell my people is we've been here before. We've been down and out before.
I don't think your people, you need to address them like... What do you mean? They don't need.
We're grieving.
They don't need uplifting.
This is a tragedy. What happened last night? That CBS cut away from our concert. Okay. people were mad about it, bro. I don't know. I saw people on Twitter. Gaston was complaining.
Of course.
I was, what are you doing? How do you cut away from the Piano Man? You know. Anyway. Yeah, we will rebuild as a culture and as a nation, but we're gonna ask that you respect our privacy at this time, that so that we can mourn and grieve sort of on our terms. But yeah, CBS, I can't believe you would do this. I can't, not for a State of the Union, not for a special report from Joe Biden, just cause, you know.
Had to get to that local news, I guess.
Had to get to that local news.
Yeah, it seemed like you could have just put it off for a couple minutes.
Yeah, for the 100th.
Just to finish off
Piano Man. 100th headline, Madison Square Garden. Unbelievable.
Was that a two-hour concert or something?
Yeah, I think it was. Okay. It should have been. It was actually only an hour and 57 minutes, according to CBS.
Letting down your people by not watching.
CBS, you should do better. Unbelievable that you would do this to us. All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, I'd turn FM ESPN.
The NBA play-in tournament gives teams the chance to play their way into the postseason. You should know that by now, so it only seems right that new customers on FanDuel can play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets. This is win or lose. That's great. I lose a lot. To use during the NBA playoffs, three-pointers made in the game, over-under point totals, first basket score, and so much more over at FanDuel. So go have a little fun. Just go to FanDuel.com/JSmith to get started up. Again, that's FanDuel.com/JSMITH. Again, place a $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets if you lose the bet. To use during the NBA playoffs. FanDuel, it's only on FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA and of 92.9 FM. ESPN must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online, real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or... I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.